The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I understand TikTok trends are stupid. Almost all of them are stupid. If they tell you to do something like eat a Tide Pod, don't do it.
Right.
Stack up milk crates and try to walk over them.
They made for some great videos, though.
They really do. I just was on a loop, just pretty recently, of guys doing that.
Doing the milk crate thing?
Yes. Getting way too high up there.
Do you have that thing? It's called something. What is that thing called? Is it Schadenfreude? Is that what it's called?
Schadenfreude?
Yeah.
I think where you like...
Love other people's pain?
No, I think I was just raised. I'm the jackass generation. That was a big thing when I was growing up.
Schadenfreude, don't you think? They created a generation of Schadenfreude where it's like...
But I like it when you have self-inflicted it. Like, I don't like if someone is just hurting someone, I don't like that at all. If you're Johnny Knoxville and you're like, I'm going to let this bull do whatever the bull's going to do, then that's your decision and I'll watch it.
But do you like it when there's a video of somebody like getting out of a car and there's ice there and they didn't realize it and they just...
Depends on their age.
When is it funny and when is it not?
It's funny when they're younger, not funny when they're older.
They're old?
No.
Mm,
yeah.
That's serious.
So the video that went around amongst my friend group of the dude trying to walk into a Mexican restaurant and he trips on the curb, but he tries to run through the trip and like ends up just yard sailing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was me walking into El Jardin.
Yeah.
And Ben shared the footage with all my friends. My friends think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. I watch it all the time.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Am I not of the age group where it becomes less funny?
Isn't that a compliment?
All right. Having said all that, the TikTok is not always on point.
Mm-hmm.
This particular trend, while they're doing it wrong, I think it's smart. The new trend is order pizza, get pizza, flip it upside down and drop it onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Then
it goes against everything I believe in so far.
Okay. But listen to this. Depending on where you get your pizza from, and I don't want to name names of places. I will. Does Abo's still exist? Do you know? Do you know what Abo's is?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
I think like Marco's is kind of adjacent to it. Abo's was a place like they were on the hill in Boulder. So they had those Brooklyn style pizzas.
Yeah.
So you would just go up and order a slice of pizza and the slice of pizza was bigger than your head.
Mm-hmm.
They are around. They've got one in Longmont. They've got a few locations, North Glen, Broomfield.
So I love Abo's. I used to eat it every single Friday or Saturday drinking on the hill in Boulder when I was going to see
it. Is that the one that you would hold it over the trash can?
Yes, you fold it into a triangle and just let the grease, most like people who love greasy, fatty things would just eat it, which is fine. You're allowed.
Okay. Yeah, good.
But you shouldn't because it's not good for you. So just you fold it and you do whatever. This is doing the fold and hold all in one fell swoop. You flip as the pizza hits the ground.
Because it's still in the box.
It's still in the box. So the grease goes and hits the roof of the box. It hits
and the box absorbs it. So instead of using napkins.
Yes.
Yeah, but what if the cheese sticks to the box?
It's not gonna. Because you get it, if it's got enough toppings and stuff and it's still piping hot, it's like, and then you flip it back over. Sorry. I don't think you drop it, is all I'm saying.
Seems unnecessary. Why can't I just put it upside down?
I think, okay, then we agree. TikTok's not right, but it's not wrong.
I still
like,
don't
flipping
like
it. Like an hourglass, do it slow and just go like, and wait. And then like, when you see like...
But doesn't it need kind of that... quick motion. Yeah, the jolt to like.
No, because then all the toppings come off and like.
How fragile of a pizza are you ordering?
It's gluten free. It's very fragile.
I think we should try it. Like, to me, I don't think Godfather's pizza is greasy at all. I want to go on record of saying that. But their toppings are so hefty.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you couldn't. I think you could drop that
off
the building.
Same with Bojo's.
Huh?
Same with Bojo's.
What did I say?
Godfather's.
Oh, I meant Bojo's. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the same. To me, Godfather, I grew up with Godfather's and it's became Bojo's.
Oh,
it's just got more bread on the crust for Bojo's.
I see. Yeah.
But like, I think you could drop a Bojo's pizza from on top of this building and the toppings would be.
But if it's too hot, I'm with Aaron. I think the cheese, I think it's going to get messy if the pizza's too hot. It needs to kind of solidify, but you kind of need the grease in there to have it. What's it called when the cheese does that? When it solidifies, you know? When it gets like hard.
I'm not going to save you.
You know what I'm saying. You know,
coagulates?
I don't think that's it.
When the cheese, like you put a cheese pizza
in the fridge and then the cheese like isn't melty anymore.
Hardens?
It's got a word.
It's like coagulates.
Is it coagulate?
Is it not coagulates?
All right.
I just need people to text in to 51059 if you've done it or if you're willing to do it tonight. Like, let's all dump pizzas and meet back here tomorrow.
Google said it's just cooled cheese.
Everyone dump a pizza upside down and hit us up with the results.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Go ahead, say it.
Congealed.
Congealed is the word.
Yeah, that's the, okay.
If you were listening a minute ago, the word he was.
Congealed.
Congealed is the word.
What an idiot.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.